Build a Climate Scare, Why You Should Boycott Build-A-Bear. By Maura Flynn on December 22, 2009. Attention Santas. This missive is directed at the guardians of, and donors to, tiny humans. If you fall into that category, you likely are already familiar with Build-A-Bear, a worldwide corporation that provides the most innocent of services. They sell customizable stuffed animals. Make your own bear, dog, penguin. Cute concept. So cute, in fact, that the Build-A-Bear empire sweeps across nearly every state and into 17 other countries. You'll find their outlets in shopping malls everywhere and even some ballparks. The company also has a website called buildabearville.com where children can play an interactive video game that, on its surface, is unlikely to raise suspicion or sound alarms. But when your unsuspecting tot logs on and hops a virtual train to the North Pole, you should know that he or she will be informed, by Santa Claus, that Christmas may be cancelled this year due to global warming. Below is part 2 of the 3-part video. Here's an expert, 107-222. Girl Elf, Santa, it's gone. Papa Elf, it's gone, it's gone. Santa, what's gone? Girl Elf, tell 'em, Dad. Papa Elf, the North Peak. Santa, a mountain? A mountain's gone? How is that possible? Ella the Polar Bear, Santa, sir, that's why I'm here. That's why we're here. The ice is melting. Santa, yes, my dear, we know, the climate is changing. There's bound to be a little melting. Ella, it's worse than that, Santa, a lot worse. At the rate it's melting, the North Pole will be gone by Christmas. Santa, my, all of this gone by next Christmas? I don't think so. Ella, no sir, not next Christmas, this Christmas. The day after tomorrow. And this is merely the tip of the dialogue iceberg, if you'll forgive me for putting it that way. You can view parts 1 and 3 here and here. Children of the world can look forward to priceless exchanges such as, oh my, where will the polar bears live? And my personal fave, where will the elves live? I suspect you'd like to think it can't get any worse than that. Thus, it pains me to tell you that animated characters actually break into a discussion of satellite photos and that Mrs. Claus conducts a rather unscientific experiment involving ice cubes. Needless to say, this constitutes brainwashing on the sleaziest and most sinister level. The good news is that this nonsense isn't coming from our government this time, and the rocky economy is our friend here. People, we have the means, if we have the will, to topple these charlatans who shamelessly prey on little children. So boycott Build-A-Bear. And, more importantly, tell the world why. Go tell it on the mountain, and hurry, before it melts.